Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Back on Rutherford Issues here on a Tuesday. Today, the second day of October. And fall break just lets the kids out. They get out and many of them come to the studio here. That's kind of great. We're talking 4-H here with 4-H program assistant Heather Gum. And we've got a couple of young men, very nice young men, I might add, joining us in studio. Heather, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. You've got a big fundraiser coming up, right?
Yes, sir, we do. Next Thursday at 5:30. There will be a silent auction running from 5:30 to 6:30. There will be a delicious barbecue dinner from Barb's Barbecue in Smyrna from 6 to 7. And then there will be a vibrant live auction at 7 o'clock.
Not just a live auction, but a vibrant live auction?
Yes, sir. We want people to fight for some wonderful items that we have generously had donated from local supporters.
Awesome. Well, that's good stuff. We're going to talk a lot about that, but you brought a couple of mingles with you today. Tell us who's here and why they're here with us today.
We have Thomas and Jonathan Mingle. They are 4-H'ers from Siegel Middle School.
All right. So I see one with a poultry shirt on, and let's see, you're Jonathan, so
yes.
You... What have you got on your shirt there? I can't see.
It's shirt.
Something that was clean,
yeah.
Or maybe. Who knows? May not be. So what are you doing 4-H, Jonathan? I'll start with you.
Well, I'm in a dairy group project, which we show cows with our friend Lane, and it's pretty fun. And then we do shooting sports, which we got our hunter's license through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many clubs to do, like country ham, cooking, archery, BBs, all that.
You do stuff. All of that stuff? Wow. Keeps you busy, I guess.
Yes.
I guess full disclosure here. I know the boys, my son has grown up through, you went to Wilson Elementary too.
Yes.
So, and live around the road, and you don't shoot BBs at my house or anything, do you?
No.
You learn that responsibility in 4-H,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Now, are the two of you twins?
Yes.
Okay, who's older?
Thomas
is older. Well, that's why we had to start with the youngest first. So, what's your favorite 4-H project? If you had to pick one, well, you could pick two or three. What are your most favorite?
I'd say cooking, the agriculture club, and archery.
Okay, cooking. What do you do in cooking?
Like, there's a teacher named Miss Amy. And she helps us, like, she types out these recipes,
mm-hmm.
and she has all the stuff, and we go through the recipes.
And actually mm-hmm. bake and cook, okay.
And then we get to eat afterwards.
That's the best part, I would assume. Now, can Miss Amy cook, really?
Yes.
Because I've been to 4-H camp, and at least she, well, never mind. We won't go there. Have you been to 4-H camp before?
No.
You've done 4-H camp? It's a load of fun. You'll have a good time. Maybe you can go somewhere.
I plan on going on this
year.
Well,
that's good. All right. I guess we'll have to talk to Thomas now. How are you?
Good.
So you're the older brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. I see that you have been a poultry judge before.
Yes, sir. This is. We just came back September from the judging competition, which was at the Wilson County Fairgrounds mm-hmm. in Lebanon. And, there was a lot. We had about a little over 100 people that were there, and we had, I think, 7 people out of Rutherford County that went. We had 2 that were in 4th or 5th grade, and about 5 that were in 6th, 7th, or 8th.
Wow. Middle. Good stuff there.
Yeah.
Now, what does a poultry judge do? Tell me.
We learn how to judge carcasses, we judge live birds, and we also judge eggs, and we also candle, where you take a flashlight and put it up to an egg in a dark room and look at the interior of mm-hmm. the egg.
Okay, so carcasses are chickens that are no longer with us.
Correct.
Okay, and then the live chickens.
Yes.
And so what do you look for in an egg by holding it up to a candle?
You look for the yolk and make sure it's correct, and you also look at the air sac to see how fresh the egg is.
Now, can you look at an egg that way and see if it has two yolks?
Yes.
Have you ever had a double yolk?
Not that we've done at the group.
My dad has some chickens at his house, and he would bring us eggs last year, and just about every one of them was a double yolked egg, so it's like two for one. So, you know,
yeah.
Great deal there. We're talking to Jonathan and Thomas Mingle and Heather Gum with us today, talking about the 4-H program. Thomas, are you involved in other projects other than poultry?
I'm involved in pretty much the same as all my brother. All that my brother is in. I'm also in the gardening group,
mm-hmm.
and we have a competition in the spring with everybody that's in the group, and everybody grows their own garden. And then Miss Barbara, she's the leader of that group, and she comes out to our houses, and she judges our gardens and compares them to everybody else. And at the end of the year, almost everybody gets a prize.
Awesome. So what did you grow in the garden?
I grew corn, cucumbers, okra, tomatoes, and watermelon and cantaloupe.
You can't leave out strawberries.
Strawberries.
So the watermelon and cantaloupe, did they do okay?
No.
I can't get them to grow either. I don't know what it is. I don't have a green thumb.
For me, it's the turkey and the deer because we have a big lot back behind us.
I can grow weeds well, but that's about it in my house. Now, do you eat the okra?
No, my mom fries it.
Okay.
And she eats it.
Well, I know your mom pretty well and your dad, and I know that they're, you know, has to go through a new set of tires about every year on the car, driving you guys all around town. 4-H, what does it mean to you? I'll start with you, Jonathan, and give your brother, since he's a minute or two older, a chance to think longer. What does 4-H mean to you? Why do you enjoy the 4-H programs?
Well, 4-H means everything. Like, there's so many projects and groups you can get involved in, and we've been in it for 2 years now, and I think we're going to stay in it for longer.
Awesome.
And I mean, out of the 2 years, we've met a lot of 4-H agents.
I'm sure you have. I was in 4-H when I started in fourth grade, and was in 4-H through 12th grade, and even after that a little bit, doing some stuff. So it was very cool. All right, Thomas, it's your turn. I've stalled enough. What do you think?
I believe that 4-H is where people that don't have the chance to learn agriculture and stuff like that, they can come, and they don't have to buy an animal. Because 4-H, other people that do live on a farm, they can bring animals and help teach you more about it. Mm-hmm. And also, 4-H, you meet a whole lot of different people, and you make a lot of more new friends.
You know, something that Jonathan said just a second ago, though, that makes me think that it's more than just about, you know, agriculture, because he talked about shooting sports and talked about cooking and all that kind of thing. You can learn just about anything in 4-H.
Yeah, there's also a sewing class and a lot of other things.
Awesome. Good stuff. Heather, this is why you do what you do, I guess.
I love my job. It's a great job to work with the kids. Like you said, they learn all kinds of skills, leadership, citizenship. Making friends, working in groups. It's very educational. Very educational.
And it takes funds, obviously, to do this, which is why you are helping to spearhead this 4-H fundraiser next week.
Yes, sir. It takes a little bit of money to operate the program through the year to help keep the prices low, because all these programs, most of them are free for participants. But we have to raise the funds to keep those programs free.
Mm-hmm.
There is a small fee for some of the groups, and we actually started registration yesterday for the programs that'll start up this month for sewing, cooking, shooting sports has a fee, but it is open enrollment, so you can come and try archery or the rifle program.
Well, and it's extremely reduced from what you would do maybe at a school or something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's taught by great, wonderful volunteers that we have. So, you know, volunteers have been very instrumental in helping get the programs off the ground and really running strong. There's shooting sports has one of the biggest, if not the biggest, enrollment in the 4-H program here in Rutherford County.
Heather, tell me about some of the auction items, or what? Just kind of, I'm going to give you the next 2 or 3 minutes to talk about anything you want to talk about. But the auction items, I know, are that's a big draw.
Yes, sir, it is. This year, we have gotten some wonderful parent volunteers to help get some auction items from the local supporters. Some of the items that we have include family memberships to, like, the Discovery Center here in Murfreesboro, the Nashville Zoo. We have a dual membership, family membership for that. For those that like the shooting sports or that want to learn how to shoot, there is actually a year membership that's quite valuable to On Target. Then we also have a year membership to the Big Springs Clay Targets. We got a hockey puck for all you Nashville Predators fans that is autographed by number 23, Brian McGrattan. We've gotten some support from Hunt's Pools. They have provided a wonderful foam mattress with a carrying bag. If you have a pool, that looks like a nice little dandy float to relax on in the summer. All Propane has donated 100 gallons of propane. So if you have gas heat, that is going to be a live auction item, so you can come out and fight over that one. We have tours through the Ryman Auditorium. We have a great hunting basket provided from Murfreesboro Outdoor that includes a deer call. There's a laundry ball, which I had no clue what that was, but it gets rid of the human scent on clothing. There's, like, knife, flashlight.
If you've got teenagers, you probably need that. No, not that. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Especially boys. But I have girls, so I don't have to worry about that too bad.
She's talking about you too, by the way.
We got some books from Ingram, and there are actually a couple books that are autographed by the authors. Bill Taylor's has provided a few certificates for a month membership. And, of course, we have a 4-H Country Ham. The 4-H Country Ham program, Mr. Bob Woods, mm-hmm. here at the local hamery, has worked with the program, and Miss Barbara Davenport. This year, Rutherford County 4-H'ers took the top 10 places at the Tennessee State Fair with their country hams. So we have a 4-H country ham that is going to be on the live auction. Last year, they fought pretty hard for that one.
I bet.
So that brought quite a bit of money.
Now, before we lose the rest of our time here, there's a actual, other than the live auction, there's the silent auction as well for an hour, right?
Yes.
So some of the items are silent auction. You'll do the dinner and then the live auction.
Correct. The silent auction items, there's going to be different baskets. There's different tickets to some places, Dollywood, the Titanic Museum, different places in Chattanooga, the aquarium, Children's Discovery Museum. Mm-hmm. And one another auction item that I will mention is a UT basket. One of our parents got together all this UT stuff that is, like, totally amazing. So I want to advertise that in hopes that somebody will say, hey, we need to make up a basket for our college and, you know, have a little bit of college rivalry if somebody wants to donate a basket for their favorite college.
You need one blue and white. Okay?
We do. Yeah. We do. Absolutely.
Just saying.
I've tried to make some contacts, and I haven't heard anything back.
And don't let Anthony get involved. It'll be TSU. But anyway, this is coming up next week. Give us the details on that, and then we're going to see if we can give away some tickets maybe.
Okay, the silent auction begins at 5:30. The doors will probably open about 5 o'clock. You can come look at the silent auction items, bid. About 6 o'clock, we'll start serving dinner. The tickets individual are $8. You can buy a family four pack for $30. You can come to the store now, to the office now, I'm sorry, and purchase your tickets. So you can skip that line because there'll be a line for tickets and a line, of course, to get the barbecue. Then the live auction will begin at 7 o'clock after the silent auction winners are announced.
Awesome. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. If you can call in, and we probably are going to have to do this on the air because off the air because my time is running out, but call in for two free dinner tickets if you can tell us what do the four H's stand for in 4-H. If you know what the H's stand for in 4-H, you get two tickets to dinner, and call 893-1450, and we'll get that name of the person who calls in with that, 893-1450. Heather, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate it.
And they'll just need to come by the office to pick their tickets up at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
We'll see if we can get someone here in just a second, and I'll get you the name and all that kind of stuff. Jonathan Thomas, it's been a pleasure. Tell Mom hello and be good this week.
All right.
She told me to say that, by the way. All right. That's going to do it here for the program today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, do you know what the four H's in 4-H stand for? 893-1450, 893-1450. That's going to do it for our time today. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. We've got news from ABC coming up in just a moment, and Zach Troutman in with the Midday Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we